In the meantime, there are persistent rumors circulating all over the social circle that former South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy, of all people, will be taking over for Attorney General Pam Bondi. There is no real evidence that Pam Bondi is leaving or that the president has asked her to leave. This rumor has no basis in fact. I believe this is an idea being pushed by Senator Lindsey Graham, but anyone who's really examined Trey Gowdy would recognize that he is the worst person for this job. See, Trey Gowdy is one of those Republicans who talks a good game, but his theatrics when he chaired the Benghazi hearings were disgraceful. Gowdy gained headlines, but ultimately he refused to assign the blame where it belonged with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who manufactured the false narrative that the attack on our embassy, which was not some random act because those who attacked the embassy had the floor plan, knew where the safe room was. All of those diplomats, including our U.S. ambassador, were dragged out in the street, defiled, and murdered. And Hillary Clinton tried to persuade us and her aide, Cheryl Mills, that this was caused because a video critical of Allah had been aired in the Middle East, in a country where virtually no one in Iran is at that point was wired on the internet. It was a cover story, but Trey Gowdy didn't do anything about it. This guy could not have been wrong. He also defended the FBI and its actions during the Russian collusion hoax. We now know, based on the declassified documents put forward by the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, that the Russian collusion narrative was the greatest single dirty trick, the greatest single illegal hoax in American history, an abuse of power in which nothing less than the full use of the authority of the U.S. government utilized two pieces of completely fabricated information, fabricated in part by the FBI, praised by Trey Gowdy, the so-called Steele dossier, and the false claim that the Russians had conducted an online hack on the Democratic Committee. Trey Gowdy was also a stout defender of COVID-era mask tyranny. He wanted to suppress the Mueller report, which cleared President Trump of spying. And even in my case, I had to wait till a federal judge ordered the section about me be redacted by the federal government. That's because on page 178, Robert Mueller concluded he found no evidence of Russian collusion, WikiLeaks collaboration, or for that matter, any other crime on my part. That's why they had to invent the crime of lying under oath to Congress in an effort to get me to lie and turn my back on on President Donald Trump and commit perjury in the act of doing so. I, of course, refused. Once again, it was Trey Gowdy who said John Brennan should not be subjected to jail time. John Brennan, at a minimum, should be charged, and then let's let a jury decide that. Gowdy also called for an end of the Second Amendment, saying that mass shootings essentially were caused by the American people having Second Amendment rights, and that the sooner we figured out the way to stop the shootings was to take guns away from people, as opposed to looking at the use of psychotropic drugs, is yet another reason why Trey Gowdy is not the right man.